This is a homebrew podcast.
Hey guys, look at this. I found a funny ad.
Hey there, cooking enthusiasts. My name's Joseph from Joe Chef's Cooking Emporium. Come on down to Joseph's Joe Chef's Emporium and check out our cooking goods like this here frying pan gun. Is it a gun? Is it a frying pan? The answer is yes!
So is that a gun-shaped frying pan, or a frying pan that shoots guns, or a gun that shoots frying pans?
I think his answer was yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the practical nature of this.
How?
You know, you never know when you're going to need to defend yourself.
But you're not going to put a loaded gun on heat. That's just a horrible idea. So you'd have to unload the gun.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't do enough testing.
Just gonna accidentally shoot somebody while you're cooking your grilled cheese.
Well, maybe it's more for the people who like to travel light, you know, they only want to bring so many tools.
I feel like, though, if you use this tool, you're gonna blow yourself up no matter what, kind of what Sapphire was just saying, so maybe not the best tool to bring anywhere.
Though I could see it being really good as like a melee weapon, like if somebody gets close, you just smack them with a frying pan and then you could shoot them when they're down.
Oh.
Maybe it uses the heat from the stove to, like, actually trigger the gun?
So that you'd, like, have to cook with it before you can shoot it?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you, like, a pre-planning assassin? You're going to bring him over, cook them dinner, and then shoot them in the middle? Feels very, very niche.
I feel like we're doing their market research for them right now.
Yeah, I should reach out and have them, like, you know, pay us for the thing that they didn't know that they were doing.
I still don't understand the logistics of this gun.
What don't you realize? Danger's a spice.
Hey guys, check out this cool gun frying pan I found.
Oh no.
Yeah, I found it over there in that diner there.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet. It shoots and it cooks.
Have you used it for both yet?
Well, I haven't had very much time. I just found it.
Okay.
Welcome to the crew, Joseph, Joseph, Joe Gun Frying Pan with port and starboard attachments.
Welcome to the crew, Joseph. Thanks for supporting the show. You can check out our Patreon options at patreon.com/thehomebrew. Welcome back to the homebrew. We're playing Cyberpunk Red. This is episode 19, day 38 of campaign 2. I'm Grant Melky, joined by my edge runners, MedTech Andy Hatfield.
Sapphire Hayes, and I'm going to be honest, that whole sketch made me forget what I was going to say.
Rocker Boy, Joseph, Joe Chef support, Rocker Boy, Cody Smith.
Roger Socko. I ain't climbing ladders.
Fixer, Emily Folger.
CeCe Wren, apparently my new nemesis is a gun.
Nomad, John Cayley.
Cat here, please stop yelling at me, Ulu.
And Netrunner, Mike Kennel.
Grinner, what time is it?
Previously on the homebrew, into the hole we went. The Edge Runners relocated the Heracles and headed down, 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 down into the hole through a hatch that the Hermit uncovered and discovered a huge, empty, half-built new city under New City, a city in a city, with huge monoliths that Tom claims were dampening magic. They arrived at Tom's workshop, where he had chipped away at one of the monoliths until he was able to use his technomancy magic to disable the monolith. He then went digging for the key, and after a while, brought it out, still hooked up to a VR headset. Grinner wasted absolutely no time jacking in, and once in the virtual space, he found a strange meadow. It was lightly snowing, and there was a blonde woman in gleaming plate armor with a large longsword on her back. She asked, "Is it time?" And Grinner responded in the affirmative. I would like to go back to our players who are not jacked in. So Roger, Sapphire, Cat, and CeCe.
Hello.
Hi. While Grinner is jacked in here, I mean, it's only been but a moment. I mean, it's been probably like a minute and a half. If you could, I would like all of you to roll a perception check.
Perception or human perception?
A perception check.
That's a 14.
18.
16.
Oop, not that one.
Jeez.
Wow, Cat.
Nice.
Pay attention.
I saw everything.
It's not human perception, so that makes sense.
Wow. You're not wrong, but wow. I rolled a 27, everybody. I preened in 27.
Let me see how I can do this here. Okay, so Kat, you hear a sound behind you down the road. So you are currently in this little cafe-like area. You're out in front of the building. Grinner is in like a little chair, like under one of those umbrellas that you would see like on a little like street patio. It's relatively quiet and it's very dark. And you hear in the background, you hear like, like the sound of like very soft running.
Guys, did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Listen really close. I think I hear like some running from a little ways away.
Oh, hell.
Running?
Fucking zombies.
Uh-oh.
All right. Are they sneaky?
As soon as you say that, Kat, the sound stops.
Wait, maybe I misheard. It has suddenly stopped.
I mean, did it hear you talking about it? Are the zombies aware enough to know?
Can I look in the direction and see if I can, with Ulu, and see if I can see where the sound is? Like, anything in that direction?
You have infrared outside of the Heracles, right? That's just a you thing?
Yeah, that's a me thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think also it is the true level rifle. It also has it.
Okay.
So yeah, you flip around looking through the scope, trying to locate where you hear the sound. You don't see anything in infrared. Give me another perception check.
Everyone?
Just Kat.
Come on, preem again. 22, though. Not a preem. Got close.
Close, though.
Kat, you see maybe 50 meters down the road, like closer than you would expect. You see basically like the tail end of a shadow, like duck into one of the alleyways. Like just the slightest bit of movement.
Guys, I think they are much closer than we thought. I just saw something 50 meters from here.
Cool. Great. Okay. I'll look over to...
I'm not sure what it was, though.
I'll look to Tom. Like, what's the protocol here? Do you have a, like, bunker zone? Do you have... I mean, Grinna's kind of locked in right now.
Oh, now? A bunker?
Yeah, what do you do when the zombies show up?
I mean, I shoot them.
Are the zombies down here particularly sneaky? Why is this one...
No. They're not as averted to light, but I wouldn't call them sneaky. I mean, they just kind of run at you and try to sell you shit.
Right, so why is this one hiding?
I was not fully paying attention. I apologize. You guys saw something?
Yes, I saw something. Well, yes, I saw something.
And you're sure there's nothing else down here with us, correct?
No. How would I be sure of that?
I mean, you've been down here for forever. You haven't seen anything besides the zombies.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sure that I haven't seen anything besides the zombies, but I'm not sure there's nothing else. I mean, this goes as far... I told you, I haven't even explored.
I mean, like, yeah, but in this, like, general area, I figured you'd have a pretty good knowledge of if there was another person down here, they might have made themselves known in the hundreds of years you've been down here.
I mean, like, a month ago, I was sure there's not vampires, but now there are.
Now he's gotta bring up vampires in the dark when... Oh, no, okay.
Raw, vampires, you know,
they exist. They're out there now.
Well, now that you mention it, I didn't see anything on the infrared scope.
Are we talking, like, cyber stuff, like tattoos and teeth and body modification, like...
No, that was the hope, but no, like, real ones.
We're talking, like, stab him in the heart with a wooden stake and cut off the head.
We have one set up in our place back home. The sheet over the head, I think.
Well, maybe so, the trunk. I don't want to come across rudely here. I apologize. But I feel like you all were giving me a load of shit about magic moments ago.
I believed.
Potions aren't real.
I mean, we only found out about vampires very recently, and that was...
Wait, vampires are magic?
Nah. Wait, I'm sorry... Kat, did you say that you couldn't see them on the infrared? I feel like we need to revisit that point. Okay. Well,
and you could see the zombies, though.
I saw something, like, just the little bit of movement from something as it took cover.
Well, I can go check it out if you guys want to watch your friend here.
I think we should stick together.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we just, like, take a, I don't know, defensive positions around Grinna?
We just shout hello and see if they respond.
I mean, sure.
Let's just yank him out of there.
What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, a couple of you could go, but if they're a zombie, you don't want them to touch you, so...
Kat is noticeably looking at Tom when he asks what's the worst that could happen when yanking him out of there is mentioned.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you talking about yanking Grinner out or yanking the thing out from the alley that it's hiding in?
Well, I guess now both.
Grinner. That way we don't have Amanda.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing in the alley.
Yeah, that's what I thought about, so that's why I thought I'd clarify.
Yeah, I mean, a brain dance you can kind of just take off. It's not gonna...
But he looks so content in there.
Well, we're about to be eaten by zombies.
Yeah, we could protect him for now.
Let's start with a hello. Yeah? Kat, which way was the thing?
Kat's going to point out where he just saw the wisp of movement behind a car or whatever.
Give me one more perception check, Kat.
Okay. Do I have to put some luck into this? Because I've had some good rolls so far. Oh, man, but do I want to burn luck now? Let's do it. 18.
Okay, let me check that here. All right, the way that I want to play this is I'd like everyone to go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, fuck.
Including Grinner.
Boy.
That is a 5 for CC.
Cat got an 11.
Okay.
These are some great initiative rolls, guys.
Yeah, I got a 7.
Yep, we're doing so well.
Due to your... clocking this movement and being able to keep an eye on it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow you to react to this, and then the way that we'll do this is it's basically going to be reminiscent of a surprise round where I will let you go, Kat, and then I'm going to let this creature go, and then we'll go into normal initiative. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yep.
So, Kat, as you look towards that alleyway, what you see is a white rabbit running alongside the walls of the building, like nearly silently, about 20 feet in the air. It is like running along the side of them, like very, very quickly. It's like heading straight towards where Grinner and the Hermit are. The Hermit does not see this. They are looking towards where you had pointed, towards the alleyway. And as well as your friends, and you see this thing running alongside the wall. It is coming down over this little overhang over the cafe, and you see it, just a glint of steel as a arc of lightning shoots up like a distant monolith, and you see that this rabbit has pulled a sword and is heading straight down over this overhang towards where Tom and Grinner are. You have 3 seconds, right? Like a turn to react to this, but you do see it first.
Kat just unslings his assault rifle off his back and just aims and shoots.
Okay.
Here's the rabbit. There's the rabbit. I'm selective before I shoot. Right?
Like a rabbit. Not like a Kleppen?
Like a Kleppen. Yeah, oh. Like an anthropomorphic white rabbit.
Okay.
Kat. Wow. And I preened.
Goodness.
Yes, you do.
Thing is very quick. It is going to try to dodge that, but is not able to.
Oh my god!
Woohoo! That's doing it! Critical damage.
Wow.
So
what a
going
start.
To roll.
Pew pew.
That was a preem shot, Kat.
That was a hell of a shot.
Kat just swiftly turns and she just...
That has to be the best possible critical injury that you could have applied to it. You shoot this rabbit right in the leg as it is starting its descent down the building. Like, it's slowing down enough that it's not able to like run along this wall anymore. And you break this thing's fucking leg, which causes the move to reduce by 4.
Well, guys, I found it again. It's over there.
And it is still, it is running down this wall. You see blood splatter, but it just continues down, kind of tumbles for a moment as you shoot it in the leg, and then falls straight down and swings this katana expertly towards Tom here.
Oof.
hitting him twice.
Goodness.
Oh my god. Oh,
ouch.
Crits all over the place.
No.
It did critical damage to Tom.
Yeah, so I got a preem there for, and it ignores half of the armor, so slices through his leg, and then, let's see here, it does...
Broken leg?
Yeah, another broken leg. I rolled a 6 and a 2 on both of my critical injury rolls.
So with all these broken legs.
It's a good thing we have a sapphire. Because I forgot what a medtech was there for a second.
Slices into Tom twice. And he is really fucked up by that. Like, you see, like, it hit, like, an artery in his leg. It sliced through the frame that it was attached to. And, like, blood, like, sprays up into the air. And the rabbit, like, flicks his sword and splatters the blood along the side, and then kind of steps back into a little bit of a defensive stance. And Tom just shouts out in pain. Ah! I don't know how to shout out in pain as Tom. And then we go to Grinner.
Am I aware of any of this?
In no way, shape, or form.
Okay.
You are in a relatively peaceful meadow. With some light snow, it's just beginning to stick to the grass a little bit. So it's got that kind of like white translucent sheet that gets whiter the further out that you look. This woman is standing in front of you, this plate, silver platinum plate armor, sword at her back. And she smiles, a big smile. And she says, "Hear that, Nyx? The wait's finally over." And from somewhere behind her, you hear, "Finally. The cold doesn't suit me."
What are you waiting for?
I think we've been waiting for you. Huh. She kind of leans down and lets the squirrel on her arm, like, back down into the grass very gently, and pats it on the head and then stands back up straight.
Are you trying to leave?
I'd like to leave.
Who's your friend back there?
Oh, she reaches back and pulls this longer than it looks like broadsword. It's very simple in design. It has a crossguard, but it's just, it's all sword. There's really no ornate nature to it. And she holds it out and says, "This is Nyx." And the sword seemingly speaks and says,
"Pleased to meet you, little fellow."
Whoa, cool. Nice to meet you too. So how long have you guys been here?
Whew, that's quite the question. I wish I could answer it. Feels like a long time. Feels like a very, very, very long time. But I don't know exactly.
I'm sorry, do you have a name, ma'am?
Oh, of course. And she kind of like pulls her hair around from her armor so that it's laying like straight down, stands up a little bit straighter. She says, "My name is Valencia." And she gives you a little bit of a bow.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm Grinner.
It's a silly name.
Well... my uncle gave it to me.
Hmm.
I'm not sure how I can help.
She kind of motions behind you, like over your shoulder a little bit with one of her like plate gauntlets. Says, "Well, if it's time to go, I believe you'll have to open it." And look, if you were to look where she is motioning, there is a door. There's like a wooden door. Doesn't look great. It looks pretty glitchy. It's like semi-transparent, and it seems to pulse more and less opaque. And there's like pixels missing in it. It's definitely not done. Like everything else in this virtual space looks very real, like incredibly real. But this door just doesn't look like done. It just looks like a kind of glitchy door. There's like digital artifacts that are like shooting off of it at time, and it looks just like a little pixely and a little glitchy.
Okay, well, I'll try. I'll go over and test the handle on the door.
Yeah, I mean, the door opens and there is a glowing dark purple aura that shines inside of the door. And players, you would all see pretty much next to where Grinner is jacked in here, what I can only describe as a portal opening up next to him.
What in the hell?
You all see that, right? What happened? I don't know.
Is that magic? How did Grinner do that?
Tom is, like, bleeding profusely. Like, blood shooting out of his legs. He's got this big, awkward, like, rail gun, you know, and he's in close quarters combat right now. And he's like, we can worry about that later. We're going to end Grinner's turn there. And unfortunately, that goes back to the vampire here.
No.
Is Tom an initiative?
Yeah, I'll put Tom an initiative. That's a fair request.
I do not want to murder it.
Oh!
Nifty. Tom is going to do probably the wise thing and start to limp away. He can't move very far. Blood is, you know, like he's trying to like hold his leg with one arm, and he is going to turn back around and square up and try to shoot his rail gun at very close range here. So let's give it a... Where's his thingy?
That's what she said?
DV-17. He's going to take a shot.
Get him, Hermie.
And he rolls a 3, which comes out to 16, which crashes this high-powered metal slug, just like shoots through the windows behind the vampire, and glass starts to shatter everywhere.
Behind the what?
What did I say?
You said vampire.
Vampire.
I didn't say anything. Rabbit. Yeah, as this rabbit runs forward, you see that it has like milky white eyes. Cat, you would notice it is not registering on your infrared whatsoever.
Oh my god, I can see its teeth from here.
Yeah, like...
Well, yeah, it's not wearing a mask.
It has kind of, like, pointy teeth. And it is, it's dressed in, like a leather jacket with, like, pink stripes on it. Has, like, pretty... It looks very, you know, cyberpunk attire, especially with, like, the katana and stuff. So it's definitely, like, from around here. The vampire is going to run forward and is going to slice once again at Tom.
Okay. Stop.
Come on, Tom. You can dodge that. No, you can't.
I don't think he even can dodge a 21. Let me try.
Peek preem.
That's true. Oh.
Bet he didn't.
Only 6 damage, which only ignores half damage.
Ooh, those weren't some good damages for us.
Yeah, his armor is holding for now. The rabbit is striking with its sword with these very quick kind of like motions, and they are being deflected by the frame on Tom's legs and around his midsection. Cat, that becomes your turn.
Oh boy. At this range, Cat's going to just... How did we determine? Can I let go of the assault rifle in my hand and pull out my pistol and shoot?
Yes.
All right, unless it's concealed. Range, no, it's just in a holster.
Okay, yep.
Cat's going to just let the sling, his assault rifle go with him on its sling, let it drop to its side, and he's just going to pull out his pistol. And that's 12 meters, yeah. Cat's actually going to step forward while doing this, and he's going to step forward and then just take 2 shots at Rabbit.
Okay.
Fire 1. 20.
Yeah, hit. It does.
All right, and then... Second round. Ooh, nope. That's probably not going to hit. 15.
15 for a botch. With a botch.
And it dodges that one.
It is able to, with surprising speed, is able to kind of like dip and dodge away from that.
All right, and the damage for the first one is 11. Please stop hurting my friend.
As that bullet strikes, it seems to just like clatter to the ground beside it. You see like a patch of fur missing, and it has like the subdermal armor underneath.
Noted. That's Cat's turn.
Disregard that. The bullet does strike because its armor was ablated from the surprise round.
Yes. Nice.
Hell yeah.
So you still see, you know what I mean? Like you still see the armor, and the bullet doesn't seem like it was much more than a graze due to the armor, but it does hit, which does, you know, further damage the armor.
Yeah.
Brings us to Sapphire.
Oh, I don't like this. All right, we have to save Tom, and we have to get Grinner the fuck out of there. For now, I'm just going to shoot at it, though. gonna pull out her assault rifle and shoot at the bunny. And miss. Horribly. That's a 10. And then she's actually gonna start running towards Grinner.
Okay.
And get as close as she can. Not quite close enough. That's her turn.
Okay, Roger.
Yeah, Roger's gonna run in to get into like a position where he has a straight shot. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna try and shoot this Kleppen creature with my assault rifle here.
Okay.
I hit, I got a 16 on a DV15.
Okay.
For 16 damage.
With damage, very, dodged it. Yeah, surprising speed. This seems to be like just dodging or like Matrix style dodging around.
And that's my turn, I believe.
Okay. CC.
All right, I'm going to follow Seth and move up closer, trying to draw some of the heat off of Hermie and take two shots with my pistol.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oof.
The first is a botch.
Y'all can stop botching anytime now.
Nope.
No, we
you
can't.
Said that we could, and
no, we can't.
You
that's,
were wrong.
That's a second botch. That's two in a row, so.
Very unnerved by this rabbit.
Yeah. Fumbling with her gun and
in a happy place right now.
That is very CC though.
Yeah, right? Very CC.
Yeah, you approach with like pistols out, and the vampire's like literally like blocking the bullets with its sword.
I mean, that's really freaking cool, but also you're terrifying. Grinner, if you can hear me, we need you.
Grinner's just sitting in the chair with this big smile on his face.
back to Grinner. So Grinner, you're looking at this door, and Valencia takes a couple steps forward. It crunches in the snow, the sound of like this heavy plate armor.
Well, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
She takes this deep breath. She's like, you're sure it's ready? It looks a little, I don't know. I don't mean to be offensive. It looks a little weird.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure. We might need more pieces.
You haven't got the others?
No, sorry. I got excited. I wanted to see what was in here.
Well, I suppose we can try. Maybe I can help free them as well.
Who are you trying to free?
The others.
Well, did someone trap you in here?
She looks kind of like a 1,000-yard stare for a moment. Get the impression she hasn't talked to much more than like squirrels in quite a long time. And she says, I agreed to be here. I suppose I was trapped here, but it was by choice.
Well, if you want to wait till we get the rest of them, I understand.
The sword growls.
I'm done waiting. Valencia, let's go.
It's up to you two, I suppose.
Thank you.
I don't really know what'll happen.
She steps up and, you know, in front of the door, and she kind of kneels down and gives you kind of the similar look that she gave like the squirrel that she would, you know, had kind of let back down into the grass. Just a soft, almost loving kind of look. And she just says, thank you. I think I will go now, and I appreciate your sacrifice. And she stands up and then steps into the door. I'm going to handle that next round since it's been a little bit time wibbly wobbly. That brings us to Tom, who is very hurt, having some trouble moving. His leg has been sliced into, and he is going to try to take another step back, and another wild shot with this rail gun just echoes through the streets of the underground version of New City here. 18 will hit. How does that work?
Meets it doesn't beat it.
Meets it doesn't beat it.
But who's not
who's
beating
what?
I mean, I think the defender that doesn't win. Yeah.
I feel like order of operations, would be the evasion.
Right. Or does the evasion effectively set the DV for the shot?
No, I think the shot sets the DV for
it's whatever you're trying to beat. If you don't beat it, you don't win. So
the DV is set by the defender. Mike's right. Rule page 32. Range combat is resolved by using the defender's DV or defender's dexterity plus evasion skill plus 1d10.
I see.
Huh. I don't like that. With how everything else works.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense to me, though, because whenever you're shooting, you're trying to hit a number.
I guess, but an evasion is a reaction to me.
Yeah, at least the way it's been working out is that you get shot, and then you have your armor, and if it beats it, you attempt to dodge as like a... I don't know, that's just the way it's always like order of operations gone. But I guess I see your point.
I'm just going to stick with Ra for now, but I will also respect that if you guys are dodging shit. How's that sound?
For sure.
Well, okay. Either way.
Let me just double check, because that was someone saying that's what the rules say, so let me just make sure that's actually...
No, it's in the rules on the, if you open up the rule page.
Yeah, so it becomes like a decision on the defender's part if they want to stick with the set DV for ranged attacks or if they want to try and set their own DV with their roll.
Yeah.
Right, because I mean, if it was... Think of it this way, if it was 17, you know what I mean, then evading wouldn't give any bonus. So, like, you wouldn't have any benefit from evading versus just being the DV. So this essentially sets the DV one higher instead of it being 17, 18, instead of 18, 19. Well, DV, not DC, because DC, B. Anyways, it gets really close, and the rabbit just, like, matrix leans back, and another slug crashes through the diner behind it. The vampire steps forward, and with some fancy sword work, he flicks his sword once and cuts through the wire that Grinner is plugged into the hard drive in, and then flicks his sword again and strikes at the hermit at top. It's only one attack on top.
I thought you were going to say the key for a second.
Great.
Oh, Tom.
Tom's not in a good place.
So as Tom, you know, pulls up this railgun, the vampire, just with these two quick, just shing, cuts in through the VR cable and then slices through Tom's arm. That does put Tom at zero.
The hermit lives.
Success and on death save.
He rolls
somebody
a
better
four.
Grab Tom and get him out of there.
And does not die. But there is blood spraying out of his arm and his leg now. That brings us to Cat.
Cat's gonna lock onto Tom. I mean, the rabbit.
Finish the job. Not-
I just suddenly finished on Tom. No. And then Cat's going to just fire twice more at the rabbit, trying to get him off Tom. 24 of a hit.
Oh, my God. Max
nice.
Priest.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you mean to be shooting rubber?
I would have changed him out, but I didn't change him out, so that's...
Okay, there's fair. Both of those hit.
Made sure to change out all the stuff on everything else, but it happens. All right, so both of them hit.
Second one's an aimed shot for the head.
Actually, both of those are aimed shots, aren't they?
No.
Just the second one, yeah. That's right, because I pulled it off the sheet and I just didn't click it.
The first one wouldn't have hit if it wasn't aimed.
Nice shot.
Yeah.
So
a little rubber bullet dinks off of its
clicked,
head.
I clicked the aim shot in the chart, but it's like the one of them I clicked just on my macro, so it wasn't aimed, and the other one I clicked on my sheet.
All right.
But anyways, so both hit, so let's do that. For 7 for the regular one.
That seems to ping off the rabbit's subdermal armor.
Mm-hmm. And let's do the aim shots. Head, confirm, and then double? Or is it... I forget
it's
how that...
double what gets through.
Which I don't...
None
I
of it got through,
didn't
though.
Get through, but yeah.
No, so, does nothing.
Yep.
Oh, that's fucking lame.
Yeah, low damage on rolls. I preem, though.
Aimed shot doesn't do a crit injury on the head. It just does double damage.
Yep, just multiply the damage that gets through armor by 2.
Brutal. Oh,
damn.
Sapphire.
Always wear a helmet, kids.
Fuck me. All right. If I chance it. I think it's an action to grab somebody.
Yes.
But I also think it's an action to heal somebody. So I can't heal and grab.
Well, Tom is in a big mech suit thing.
Yeah. If I heal, I feel like he's just going to take it right back down to be in the same place.
Yeah.
Sapphire is going to grab Tom and drag him as far away as she can, which would be back behind the vehicle down the road.
So yeah, you catch Tom as he like starts to like lose a little bit of consciousness and start to pull him out of danger's way.
Struggling a bit because of the mech suit. Oh, we get there.
Roger.
Yeah, I'll take another step back so I can get a clean shot. And then, yeah, I'll try and shoot with my assault rifle.
Okay.
18 on a DV-15.
Okay.
Dodge it.
They're going to try. Quick little guy.
Get out of here.
All right.
Oh, just the one shot. Okay, CC.
I think it can only shoot once.
Yeah, I think you're right. One.
Yeah.
So the rabbit cut Grinner's cord, yeah?
Yes.
Then I'm going to go over, and I'm still taking two shots, so it's not an action, but I'm just going to try and yell at him and kind of kick at him with like, Grinner, take your freaking thing off. So that's with my pistol for an 18, which should hit, and a 19. So both of those will hit unless he evades.
Woohoo!
Oh, no. Oh,
wow.
The
really
first one hit.
The spectrum there.
Got one.
Got
one, CC.
But that's 8 damage, so I don't think
horrible.
It makes it through.
Oh, man, we're not getting through the armor, guys.
Yeah. And there she stands, just kind of trying to shoot and kick at Grinner.
Grinner pulls the headset off. He's like, God damn it, guys, I was just getting to the good. Oh, my God!
You don't actually do that, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed.
No, that's okay. You would think, wouldn't you? But Grinner, you intuitively, from all of your years of virtuality, like, you are aware in this moment. So Valencia disappears through the doorway at this moment. You're standing there kind of just like watching. It's silent now. You hear the rushing of the river. There's some snow. There's some wind. Nothing before you but this door with this dark purple energy in it. And you know in that moment that something has gone wrong. And were you to try to pull yourself out at this moment in time, you are unable to do so. Like you reach up, you know what I mean, to take the headset off.
Yeah, and just there, nothing's there.
There's nothing there.
Valencia?
Silence.
I'm going to go through the door.
Okay. As this happens, through the portal, through this purple energy portal that has kind of like sprung up beside Grinner. Let's just go ahead and place it like, can I ping in this game? Place it like here-ish. Steps a woman, a tall, probably, you know, 6'2" woman in this full fucking plate armor, long blonde hair with a fucking sword, steps through the portal. And then behind her, the portal fizzles out until it is just a small ball, and then it is gone. And she looks around to each one of you. She looks up, like, at these huge buildings, you know, unlit billboards, streets, these cars, the guns that you're holding even, just seems to have this like look of amazement on her face. And then she holds up one of her gauntleted arms and you see some magic swirl in her hand, kind of like you saw with Tom before, and just, she's just gone.
Please tell me someone else saw the woman in plate armor with the sword.
Kind of busy with Tom.
Okay.
Speaking of Tom.
Come on, Tom, don't.
I swear to God.
There is a +1 to the death save penalty. He is not. He doesn't have a bad body. He's got a dad body. He, I believe, has about a 40% chance to die here.
Success!
And he does not.
Attaway, Tom.
He coughs up blood. It's not looking good. Doesn't take a med tech. The vampire leans over, grabs the hard drive.
No!
And starts to, like, Naruto run. Like, gets low, sword back, and starts to run down the street.
She's only got half movement, right?
Yes.
That's with half movement? She moved, like, 6?
She had an 8 move. And it is -4, so she has a 4 move right now.
Ouch. Oh, boy.
And that brings us to Cat.
cat, seeing how ineffective his one pistol is being right now, is going to drop it on the ground and pull out his other handgun. Okay. And is going to...
How many guns do you have?
I have all of them.
So many.
He's got pile of guns at his feet.
The one is on a sling and it slid back behind my back, okay? The one is now on the ground, though. I'll have to get it later. But, yeah. Let me quickly swap the gun, though. I'm going to add some luck points on this shot. And let's just go for broke. Maybe not. I did not mean it. I almost rolled for an aim shot, and I was like, no! Let's do it.
My goodness.
What is wrong with you people?
Nothing but ones and tens tonight, guys.
Mostly ones. Mostly ones.
Well, on our side. Rabbit Ninja's right. Been doing great.
Rabbit has been doing insane. And what's my... I can move 12. So I will move further down the street, and you are not getting away. Cat's going to also move down the street. I meant to go to here. But seeing which way the rabbit's going, he's not letting it get away.
Sapphire
is going to drag Tom further away. Basically as far. Actually, she's just going to tuck him behind this car.
Okay.
And then she's just going to stabilize him.
Okay.
So unless I roll a 1 and then roll a big negative.
Why would you say such things?
Because that's how it works. No, I rolled a 20. He is stabilized.
Okay. What's that mean? Like unconscious?
Yes, it means he's unconscious, but he can't. He doesn't have to roll death rolls. He's
not just about to pass away anymore.
Right.
Okay.
He's not going to die. He's just not up and about.
Drift off to that good night.
Yep. And then I will move. Sapphire will move back out from around the car. She just start chasing down this fucking rabbit.
Yeah, I think at least Roger sees the sheer speed at which Sapphire, all these different bandages and med gels and cauterization, I don't even know, closes the wounds on Tom's leg and arm and the bleeding stops. Roger, it's probably pretty impressive.
He also has a nice pillow. So his head's not just on the concrete.
Oh, okay. Nice. Roger, you're skills, bedside manner.
Wow.
The whole package.
The full package, eh? Fine. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep shooting. Put some luck in there, even though after doing some math, depending on my roll, I mean, she could still easily dodge it. 22. Oh,
yeah. That's the wrong character. Oh. I hate to be that person.
Yeah.
I'll keep my roll. I can't remember what... Oh my god, I opened the wrong one again.
It's got plus 8.
There you go.
So 22?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't beat it.
There's that fucking roll. It hasn't come up the whole game! It's just too fucking fast. CC.
So... How does melee combat work? Do I have to make a melee attack and then attempt to grapple, or would it just be a straight grapple?
A grapple is brawling versus evasion.
Okay. Dang it, their evasion is so good.
Well, it's just a quick little guy.
Grab is just brawling versus brawling.
Oh, is
it? Okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's brawling versus brawling, but an attack is relevant melee skill versus evasion. So I didn't know if I had to do a combat, attack first and then follow up with it, right? Because it's you start with the attack and then you go to a grab.
Do you have to hit with a melee and then roll?
No,
grab
is just a separate thing.
It's a separate thing.
Then why is it in the flowchart after making a melee attack?
I think the arrows aren't necessarily a flow; they're just relating to each other. So grab is brawling versus brawling.
Brawling versus brawling. Then I'm gonna. Bunny has the thing. CC is full running, sprinting up and trying to flying tackle and grab this bunny.
Okay, give me that brawl.
I'm gonna put some luck in here.
Give me that brawl.
Give me that brawl. Come on.
Hey,
16 against their brawling.
I got an 18.
Dang it. Ugh.
Only a plus 2. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. She just takes a swipe and doesn't quite catch him. It is right up next to him.
Grinner, go ahead and sit tight for me for a second.
Okay.
Brings us to the vampire. The vampire flicks its sword, and like Tom's blood splatters across the street. Looks forward to see Cat kind of cutting him off, and looks down at its broken leg. And I think you can kind of roll a human perception here.
Okay. Botch for 8.
Another botch. It seems to resolve itself a little bit and turns around and starts to attack you, CC.
Mm-hmm.
This does ignore half of your armor.
Yep.
21 and a 27. Holy shit.
But you can't evade these, right? Theoretically?
Right, right.
Since I'm in melee?
You can.
Yeah, melee is straight up.
Kay. Always evasion.
Versus evasion.
Well, that's a 17 and a 17, so I don't evade either.
Okay. Only 7 damage on the first attack. 9 damage on the second attack.
Kay. 16 total. And melee does not ablate. Oh, it ignores half. Does it ablate?
If I remember correctly, it does not ablate. Let me double check. Fuck rules again.
Pulling it up.
So if it doesn't get past your armor, does it even hurt just the half?
If it ignores half armor, then both of those make it past because I only have an 11.
I see.
But melee attacks ignore half defender's armor, rounded up, left hand 2-square range.
It doesn't say they don't ablate. I know Marshall doesn't ablate. So yeah, I would say it does ablate your armor twice as well.
Okay.
So you take 1 damage and get ablated by 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which takes your armor to a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take 4 damage and your armor ablates to 9.
Okay, so I took 5 damage total and I'm down to 9 armor.
Correct. Cat.
Cat, all right, is just going to aim again. And let's start risking it for the biscuit. We got to start doing that now.
Biz quick for the risk quick.
All right. Very heavy pistol. And that's going to 14. I think it hits, but he can probably beat it.
Oh, 14 hits at that range?
Double check, but yeah, I'm sure.
TV 13.
Yeah.
They do dodge it.
And that's the one shot I get with the heavy pistol. The very heavy pistol.
Sapphire.
All right. Fuck this rabbit.
Whoa.
She's going to take out her assault rifle. Aim true and do an aimed shot right at her other fucking leg. 20 aim. Good luck. That's a 24.
Nice.
Pretty good shot.
Okay. Here comes the dodge.
Well, that will hit.
Oh my god.
Oh, god.
That's 25 god. Damage.
That's another leg hit.
A broken
Let's
leg.
Go.
And whatever pass. Critical injury gets added on top of that.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. It gets another critical injury still. What?
All 3 broken legs.
What? I'll roll that again. That doesn't feel right.
I mean, it did seem.
I feel like if it was actually a table, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? To have it taken off. It just happens to be it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it makes sense that I couldn't shoot again for another broken leg, but yeah. Random roll.
Suffer that crit damage again. You can't move.
No, she can't move. It's my specialty.
You're not getting out of this like Brunswick.
Bladed, takes damage when it moves 8 feet, and can only move like 8 feet.
Can't move at all anymore.
Well, I thought he rolled the leg damage too.
No, she aim shot. I was aim shot leg.
Oh,
so both legs are broken now.
So both legs and a foreign object.
Derp.
Sapphire does not like people shooting at her dad or stabbing her dad. Actually,
it's just your dad now.
It is officially dad.
He's dad. I care about this old man. While you figure that out, she's going to then run to Grinner while flipping off the rabbit.
Giving the rabbit the bird.
I'm pissed. This is fucking asshole.
I want to make sure that, because I remember last time I was like, wanted to look up if you can have 2 broken legs or if your stat can be reduced to 0, if it goes to 1 or how that works exactly. So give me 1 second.
It's probably a good idea. This is going to be a thing I do a lot.
Sapphire kneecapper phase.
It's my side job. Make money by healing people.
If they already had this critical injury, they do not suffer another critical injury.
I think leg is the exception.
I don't see it.
Because on legs, it says I can't make a leg shot if they have no more legs to break.
If they have no more legs to break.
Which would suggest you could break both.
Okay, the only critical injuries that can be applied more than once are damaged eye, dismembered eye, broken leg, dismembered arm, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Okay, so you can get two broken legs. So let me see.
My meniscus.
Okay. Dismembered leg sets to minimum of one. But what about broken leg? Why would two dismembered legs be minimum one and broken legs not be minimum one? Broken leg.
I mean, I'm willing to say two broken legs is minimum one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really weird sight to just imagine this rabbit crawling as we all just like go around in a circle shooting at them.
Broken leg. In the rules, it says broken leg minus one to move, minimum one.
It does say minimum one?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That is what I was looking for. I apologize for the downtime. I hope it...
except for Brunswick. It's an exception. He's always goes to see
it. I mean, Brunswick kind of just gave up. I don't think he even tried.
Roger, this rabbit has been shot in both legs. It's injured. Very injured.
Let's keep shooting.
Okay.
I got a 19 on that one.
Okay. I'm surprised two broken legs doesn't do anything to dodging, but hey!
It does hit, though.
Yeah!
I got an 18.
And a good hit at that.
But now, as I end my turn, I'm going to say, are you ready to talk, or do we have to stake your ass?
No response.
Cece, stab her in the fucking chest.
I'm working on it.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just saw the life bar appeared and then went to so low.
You can see the rabbits?
Yeah, it couldn't before, and then it just appeared, and then it went from, like... It went from green to red instantly.
Oh, that's weird. That brings us to Cece. I don't want you to be able to see my enemies.
I haven't been able to before, I don't think.
No.
We've had this discussion before.
Yeah. To whom the sea belongs, we can see the enemies.
I think in D&D it makes sense because HP is like an abstract in D&D, but I don't know if I like it for this. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Fucking technology.
Oh, that's the display name that I took off.
We can't see what it is anymore.
Yeah, I can no longer see its name.
Except for in the initiative roll.
Okay, how's that?
That's
fine. Fixed it.
Okay.
Cannot see its name, cannot see its HP.
Can you see the cute little art, though?
It's just a blur of pink and blue.
Cece, it's your turn.
Hey, man, I got a fucking flush on that last roll. Did you notice that? I just missing a three.
So is it a flush then?
No, it's so close though, man.
It would have been better if it was a flush, because then you would have done 21 damage.
That would have been nice.
Cece.
Alright. I don't have a stake on me right now, so I'm just gonna shoot it. And while it's down on the ground. I can shoot while I'm right up against it, right?
Yeah.
Point blank, cool. Then I'm taking two pistol shots. For a 14, which hits, but will probably evade. And a bream for a 30.
And a bream.
Dodge this.
It does dodge the first one. It does not dodge the second one.
Excellent. That is 8 damage. Damn it.
You do see a little bit of blood.
Good.
As you're really starting to chip away at this thing's armor.
You caught this.
It is a satisfying feeling, breaking down an enemy's armor.
Yeah.
Get back. What are you doing?
Yeah, cornered animal. Cece, it's going to try to grab you.
Grab me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only an 11, though.
Preem. Another preem for a 26.
Get your hands off me.
And then it's just going to start to kind of limp away. Cat.
And Cat's just not going to give it a chance to like get it towards anybody else. He's just going to aim at it and take a shot. Please stop your moving. You can just die now. Pew, pew. 23 to hit.
That hits.
All right, and roll the damage. 10 damage.
Low damage.
Yeah, that was a very low damage. Yeah. But it should splurt some blood.
Should splurt some blood.
Great.
It does indeed. It seems like that also hit. Like, this thing's armor's in shreds right now. Tufts of fur missing. Not looking good. Sapphire.
Guys, fucking deal with it. She's going to pick up Gritter and start carrying him behind the car as well.
Okay.
He is unresponsive.
Right. He is unresponsive.
Can she do, like, some kind of check to, like... Or is he obviously still alive? Like,
he's obviously still alive, but like I'll okay. even say that like when you pick him up, the headset just like falls off and his eyes are just like rolled back in his head.
Great. Yep. Going behind the death car. Okay.
Why is it called a death car?
It's the life weird. Car. Come on.
That's the hope.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger will take a few more steps, and I'll say, are you ready to talk, or do I have to shoot you again? Nothing, I imagine.
If a rabbit can hiss? Well, it's a vampire rabbit, so it does. It.
Classic hissing rabbits.
24.
Let's see. That hits.
I maxed it. I got another critical injury on it.
Nice.
20.
Just dismember the leg. Stop it from evading.
Broken arm.
Just crippling this creature.
Sword flies back. clatters onto the pavement behind it.
Are you still kicking?
Yeah, the vampires get death saves. Same as the last one.
It's not kicking. It's got broken legs.
it's twitching.
It's still twitching. And not in like a dead way.
Still twitching.
You have a baseball bat.
Do I have a baseball bat?
Roger has one.
Do I have a stab baseball it?
I have my claws. I'll see what I can do with that.
We could tear a leg off of one of those lawn chairs that Grinner was just laying on. Maybe that will work.
Is it wood?
They're pretty plastic, but you can try.
Was the baseball bat we originally used really wood?
Guess you'll find out when you go back to...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was wood.
Okay.
It was fibrous. It was meant to synthesize wood.
I'm just gonna see if I can end it like we did the last one, and then we'll worry about staking it later. And I'm gonna shoot at it again.
Okay.
I don't want to touch it yet. I don't know, but maybe vampires are contagious or something.
Ah!
Dream for 31.
There it is.
Ooh, there we go.
There's my players.
Do you want me to do the second one?
Break yeah, let's both see if the legs it can, first. See if it can do a magic dodge. It cannot. Still succeeded though, so yeah, do the second one.
It won't die. Oh, that's a botch. So,
I mean, you technically hit from that distance.
Isn't it like a DP?
It's 13? A 13.
Oh, wait, no, it is a 13,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I got the pre, and I'm like, yeah, all right, I shot it, it should be dead, and then it moves. And I was like, yeah, totally
the
fire off the side.
Vampiric rabbit just dripping with this like black blood. Hissing, spitting, turning into more of like a creature than like the kind of fluid swordsman movements that it was exhibiting before. It pulls out, these blades shoot out from her wrist and she starts to drive them into the key, into the hard drive.
That's why I said stab it.
Could have also just tried to take it.
Just starts tearing at this thing. Cat.
Well, Cat's gonna move up and also shoot it. Because, I mean, can't get in there and try to stop it. 21 to hit?
Nope. It's not dodge.
For another 10? Why won't it die? Please, do not destroy that. Please, will you just die?
Sapphire.
Sapphire is going to deposit Grinner behind the car. Come back around and shoot at the bunny rabbit. You're not doing an aim shot. Actually, I'm going to do an aim shot. Actually, I don't want to. If I aim shot to drop the item, is it shooting the item or shooting the hand?
There's something going on with my fucking bunny's body right now. Hold on one second.
It's broken?
Well, it says it's 12, but that's not possible. Like, she does have...
Oh. Does it
she
have does the have, reinforced frame, whatever it's called, the Borgware?
It has the grafted muscle and bone lace, which increases the body by 2.
Mm-hmm.
But that says max 10, and I don't see what's giving it the last two. And I don't know how to, like, take it the fuck off. Like, it's nothing. It's not in cyberware. It's not in the pain editor.
Also, I don't know for a fact, but I could have sworn I remember reading somewhere that you're only allowed to have, like, a... Like, after a max... After, like, a 10 body, you, like, become less, like, dodgeable or something like that. You can't ride a bike, and you can't...
Yeah.
Is it too big? Too big for the bike? That's hilarious. I don't know why it's set at 12, and it's funny because when I change it, so I set it to 10, and I click off, it just changes back.
Wow.
It's very
insistent. Okay, I'm sorry about that, Sapphire. I was trying to fix it, and I wasn't listening,
Super
so can you, like...
Superhuman bod is gives you 12. I'm just trying to read how you get 12. If it is possible to get 12.
Okay.
What was I doing? Oh, I was asking, for the aim shot to drop an item...
Uh-huh.
Is that attacking, like, the hand or the item?
You attack them, and if you get
So it would
through,
be hitting, like, it wouldn't be me hitting the thing. Or... I just don't want to break it if I shoot.
That's an interesting precedent to set. I think that we'll say, yeah, you're aiming for the hand. But let's remember that we said that, because who knows when you're going to want to actually shoot the thing.
She can still stab it on the ground. Seems to pick it up. I'm still going to do a aim shot on the hand.
You got this.
No, I don't. I mean, that hits, but...
I'm probably sure dodges. I don't even get how this thing dodges anymore.
It's like Matrix dodging. It's not necessarily like...
It's just like, well, I just see it with like these two broken legs and broken arm just like wiggling as it dodges.
One broken arm.
Wait,
Roger, it's your turn.
How did it... If it's got a broken arm, what is it?
It has two arms.
Right, so is it holding the thing in its broken arm? It had two katanas, so what was it holding the thing with?
A knife came out of it. Oh, that's true.
This whole time it's been holding two katanas and the key. Like, key.
It hasn't been holding two katanas. It's only That's just the picture. It's only had one sword.
Oh, okay, so it's one katana attacking twice and the other in the key. So it dropped the katana. Okay, sorry, I was trying to figure this out logistically. I thought it had two, just the picture. Got it. I'm going to go back behind the death car.
Life car. Roger Sacco.
I'll keep shooting at it, I suppose. Seems like the only logical choice. Let's keep shooting. 16. Dodge.
CC.
All right, I'm gonna try and grab it again. But it says under here you can... After you successfully grab, you can grapple, snatch, choke, or throw. So I'm going to try and grab it and snatch.
Well, next turn. So grappling is an action, and then once you have it grappled, you can do those other things.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, grab is the roll, and then you can grapple, snatch, choke, or throw.
Oh, so but you're not grappling it. You're just trying to snatch. I see
what
you're saying.
Sorry. I'm grabbing it.
All right.
So that I can then snatch it, or trying to.
Snatchies against a 15.
Snatchies, I'm going to put more luck into that. Come on. 19!
You snatch the hard drive.
Snatch it. I'm going to say, she's all yours, Kat, and I'm going to back off with the hard drive in hand.
Woohoo. Thanks for saving that, because I'm pretty sure I'm in there.
Yep.
It's a little scratched.
Yeah, how damaged, now that I'm holding it, how damaged is it?
There are two large holes through it.
Okay.
What you know of hard drives, you would guess it's, like, not good.
Okay. And that's my turn.
We'll see what Mike's new characters. I'm joking.
Well, at least the Technomancer didn't die yet.
Yeah.
Hey! Good thing.
Hey! I'm going to remind myself how this works. I was looking in my inventory to see what was wrong with my body.
I discovered I have a grenade.
And I remembered I have two grenades on this guy.
Oh.
Wow. So they are going to step forward and blow themselves the fuck up.
When I said die, I did not mean this.
Don't think there's any dodging it because he's not throwing it. So I think this is...
Actually, Kat can dodge it. Targets with a reflex of 8 or higher can dodge the blast by rolling higher than your attack.
Okay. So what's the attack to throw a grenade?
There's rules on thrown items.
I remember that. We did this back when we were test playing.
Throwing an object is always dex plus athletics plus 1d10.
Okay. Athletics is great. So, dodge.
Come on, Cat.
Come on, Cat.
Dodge the grenade.
Dodge that five. Dodge that five.
So it's just evasion, or is it there's a dodge?
It's evasion.
Okay. Well, we use the term dodge there, so it was
fair. Fair.
Evasion that grenade.
Evasion that grenade.
20.
Yeah.
Cat, I would love to hear how exactly you dodge this, but this bunny becomes just chunks of fucking cooked rabbit stew go flying all, like, just into the air. CC, little bits of this, like, brain and body and bone rain down on you.
Flashback to Tom.
I was gonna say, just
to Todd.
She closes her mouth this time. She's ready for it.
Cat just sees the rabbit pull out the grenade and walk up, try to blow it up, and he just kind of pushes the grenade into its chest and then just moves around behind it as he pushes it forward and just explodes behind him.
Do not look at it.
No.
You're like walking away.
Yep. Just continued moving through it, like the whole motion. Just grenades to its chest, pushes it behind me, and just watch it. Don't watch it explode right behind me as I move out of the way.
You Michael Bay it, but with guts instead of fire?
I guess so.
Okay, that is the end of combat.
Well, I don't think we're going to find out where he came from.
I am going to start slapping Grinner in the face. Doing whatever I can to try to wake him up.
Tom, like, looks over and sees that very weakly, like, barely conscious. And he's like, where's the hard... I need the hard drive, quick.
I have it. It's got puncture wounds in it. Puncture holes. I don't know if it can get wounded. It's got holes. Can you fix it?
He looks at it. He's like, oh, fuck. Just find another one. Anyone.
Find another what?
Another hard drive? Fucking hard drive or a cyber deck or something.
Where's the one that had Cat dancing on it? Saf, the one you have.
Take out the one that has Cat dancing on it.
Bring him here, quick.
Grinner, you learn how to dance.
I'll hand both to him.
I will 100% give you a +1 to dancing right now. Mike gets all the bonuses.
I will drag Grinner over with the cyber deck in hand.
And he holds it, and both of his hands, like, start to glow. And then he stops, and he leans back a little bit, and he's like, I can't get him out. You're gonna have to go in after him.
What do you mean you can't get him out? Is Grinner stuck in there?
Yeah.
I thought you said with the brain dance you could just, like, pull it off at any time.
Well, apparently it's not just a brain dance. Huh?
Well, no shit. A portal appeared and a woman in full armor walked out with a sword. Does that have anything to do with this?
I don't. Let's just save your friend.
Okay, what do we do?
Get your friends over here.
Cat, Roger.
Oh, what is going on? Cat's gonna just, as he's going over, he's gonna pick up his other pistol and holster it.
And he's like, all right, can you all, like, hold hands or something? Like, gather up a little bit.
You're almost dead. What if they come back for you?
Yeah, can we go to, like, a safer place or something?
We gotta do this fucking now. We can talk about it later.
Okay.
I'm gonna stab him with my speed heal.
He's like, oh my god. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
How much does that heal him?
Fake potions. His body plus his will.
Body plus will.
Interesting.
Okay. That's going to be... That's a chunk. That's a lot of health for him.
Yeah, I don't want him to just trip and fall and be dead, and then we're all fucked.
So yeah, he's like, okay. All right, go get your friend. Gather up. Roger, get the fuck over here.
I'm here.
Roger, come hold my hand.
Closer.
Do you not want to hold my hand, Roger?
And he holds up his hand, Roger, to you, and it begins to glow.
I'll grab it, I guess.
And then he puts his other hand on Grinner, and you all just, like, seemingly, like, going through this, like, digital tunnel of, like, light and streaking, like, neon until you find yourself in a entirely different alleyway. You are in the shadows. I think everyone should be able to see their tokens, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see mine and Roger's.
I'm in the darkness.
I can see you guys.
In the shadows a little bit, and up ahead you see six booster gangers, and they're just like cackling. They're obviously just like high, just gone. They're on so many drugs right now. They're like laughing. And it's a little bit dark, but as you strain your eyes, you see that they're like pushing these two goblins around. Don't recognize them. It's like a male and a female, and they're laughing. One of them is like holding like a bag and seems to be like rifling through it. You see a little ways off, you see Grinner. So he's behind, the boosters are between you and Grinner, and he's like crouched behind like some trash and like an AC unit. And he's like pretty much like fetal position, like kind of rocking back and forth. And this is all happening very quickly. You see this kind of scene, they're pushing them around. And then before you know it, you just hear two loud bangs, just bang, bang. And both of the goblins that are being pushed around fall. And the boosters just start cackling with laughter. And that's going to be where we end our session for tonight.
I mean, it's a good spot, but...
Little Grinner!
Everybody has to die.
Or is Grinner's story like Batman?
Thank you. I forgot to do the outro. I was just like, that's it. Bye. thank you, everyone. I was like, why aren't they talking? Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you players. Thank you for fighting my little vampire bunny.
But it's got fangs.
Yeah, it's a Monty Sharp Python inspired vampire samurai. I had a lot of fun. And everyone, if you could please check out our Patreon offerings at patreon.com/thehomebrew. We would greatly appreciate your support. It means even just at the $2 level, it helps us do what we do. And if that's not in the cards, then leave us a review. Give us some stars. We like stars too. We can't eat them, but they make us have all the dopamines, and those are good things to have. Once again, patreon.com/thehomebrew. We'll see everyone next week for episode 20 of The Homebrew. Special thanks to Maiko for the intro track titled New City. Thanks for listening, listeners. Our story has come to a close for the week, and that means it's time to thank our listener sponsors, starting with Samuel Pierce, who shall forever be emblazoned upon the Homebrew Wall of Fame as our first Crusher Mania Season Pass holder. Thanks for believing in us, Sam.
As well as Ryan, a longtime listener.
Don't forget about Tara Hoffman, that one ender who thought rolling down the window in space was safe. Rest in peace, Tara.
Watch out for Adrian Josie, the silent assassin, who just broke out of the prison colony on Hadria.
And Trevor, Zombie Dad, Belmont, Hunter of the Unholy. You're a bastard, Trevor, but you're the bastard I choose to fight alongside.
Special thanks to the last guppy, last of his kind, in search of a new home.
And Austin Katzenberger, the inventor of the cat burger and secret nemesis of Ricky Rat. Check out Austin's project at foldsofhonor.org.
And Timon King, previously a longtime listener of Galaxy to Galaxy Radio, who hacked their location and joined the crew. I knew I should have set up that extra firewall. Oh well.
Of course, there's Colossus, a rock golem formed in nature and then lost in the stars. Hope to see you again someday, Colossus.
Here's to you, Tritus, the fifth cog. Best damn warforged gunslinger this side of the Milky Way.
And Odin, the egg thief. Get your damn hands off my goddamn eggs, Odin.
Keep an eye out for Zip, a tiny adventurer seeking to help his parents. Good luck, little guy.
And Brendan Baker, a simple slaughterer for beef. I'm sure Mr. Goy would approve.
There's been another sighting of ghostly Bigfoot, Grundle's long-lost friend and fellow abomination. Gotta be more careful, big guy, or they're gonna find you one of these days.
And the illustrious Kantuka Numba, a tamer of dragons and creator of musical delights.
Special thanks to Ariar, the warforged monk who joined the crew in search of their missing car keys.
They're always the last place you look.
Might want to watch out for Zuma, a mortal who is searching the galaxy for a cure to the disease he is cursed to spread. Probably going to need to keep 6 feet, or maybe 6 light years from this guy.
Incoming SOS from Captain Joe Rogers says here he's stuck on Terra in a future beyond all comprehension. Whatever that means.
Special thanks to Chaos Incarnate, Destroyer of the Multiverse, forever trapped in a frying pan. Hopefully not Grundle's frying pan.
We can't forget about Den the Friend, the Governor of Flowers. Nap with him in the rolling fields of flowers. Experience having a true friend.
What's the deal with all this fungus among us lately, you ask? Well, you can thank Trip for all that. You know, Trip, the druid that chooses to fight the darkness with mushrooms. Well, hey, at least they seem like a fun guy.
Can't forget about Zero, the time-traveling druid. Wait, who?
3 cheers for Cerberus Rising, an improbable pirate pulling off improbable heists when they're not being a danger to everyone.
And we can't forget about Finn M, the Ace of Spades. I wonder what other cards he got up his sleeve.
We better watch out for this fella, Chris Madison. He's the Vape King. He'll smoke ya.
Welcome aboard Stand, a sentient celestial music stand who fell through a planar rift and appeared in the Hawk's cargo bay one day. Maybe I should multi-class into Bard.
Can't forget about the Defiant. Join the crew. Just a game with Grundle.
Yeah, and he's really good, too. A little too good, if you ask me.
Welcome, Sarmoth, the dream-weaving shadow of exile. Embrace the shadows. Unleash the dream.
Find out about our Patreon offerings at patreon.com/thehomebrew, and we'll see you next week.